Well, good morning, everybody. I want to talk today about the missionary enterprise of the church. We see in the first reading today, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, that God says, I want that my salvation reach the ends of the earth. This message of salvation, I want it going to the ends of the earth. And what that means for the people. And so he sends Isaiah, and he says, now send them all, and tell the people that they are precious in my sight, glorious in my sight, that they're worth caring about, worth helping, worth saving. They're chosen, they're precious. That's the first reading. St. Paul, in the second reading to the church in Corinth, he says, we are apostles. An apostle is one sent out. And then you have this glorious gospel where you have John the Baptist. And I want you to just picture yourself in his shoes or sandals. There he is. And there's all these people that are stuck in their sins. Evil is surrounding them. Their darkness is pressing in. And all of the difficulties. And in front of all of them, the crowds, he goes, behold the Lamb of God who is coming. His name is Jesus. 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 And he cares for you. And he wants something to do with you. He wants to help you more. He wants to save you. Behold him. That's what St. John the Baptist is saying here in the gospel. This is the missionary enterprise of the church. We, as the mystical body of Christ, continue here. And, you know, we have that beautiful mission cross in the back of the church. It has all the years that we have had parish missions. Back in the olden days, it was a big deal to have a parish mission. It was a really big deal. An older parishioner told me a few months ago, says, when back in the olden days, like, we were told as kids, you save your pennies, you save your coins for the missions. And so a missionary priest would come, and not only would Catholics show up, but the Catholics would all bring somebody that they know that doesn't even know Jesus, or maybe has fallen away, or maybe just doesn't care, and they would do everything they possibly could. And the church, like those days back there, man, this church was packed to the rafters with people in those days. And we still have, you know, 2 times a year, every parish in the archdiocese has sent missionaries. And some people think, oh, maybe I'll go to a different church that weekend, you know. But no, we should be excited for the missions because it's part and parcel of who we are as church. And so we have, of course, even there's the Pontifical Mission Society. And they, that is the group out of Rome. And the most famous one of the parts of this is the propagation of the faith. Then there's another one that takes care particularly of children who are orphaned and are in horrible situations and so forth. The church, we're missionary. Pope Francis was always talking, we got to be a church that goes out. And Pope Leo is the first pope. Pope Leo XIV is the first pope since St. Peter who completely was dedicated to missionary life before he became the pope. He was a missionary priest, Pope Leo, before he was our Holy Father. And so it's a very exciting time to be a Catholic. But when we go out, what are we doing? When we go out, we got to be going, there's a Savior. Your life may seem like it's surrounded by darkness and evil and you're stuck in sin and all this stuff and your poverty is maybe material but also spiritual. Mother Teresa said she never found a poorer place than New York City and it was the rich people that were poor. She says, but that we go into these places, we, man, there's a Savior and He wants something to do with you. He knit you together in your mother's womb like our first reading says today. In every minute of that 9-month pregnancy, 2,000 cells were being added to you. The good Jesus loves you, cares for you, wants something to do with you, wants to help you, wants to save you. That's the message that we take. And we support the bigger missions that go out and go out and go out. We also have local missions. And if you'd indulge me, I just want to thank the Lord with you because yesterday, January 17th, was the 8th anniversary of our local St. Vincent de Paul Society. This is a big deal. All of the things that have happened, all the graces that have fallen into people's lives through this missionary enterprise that we have here, the St. Vincent de Paul Society of Shelby County. Hundreds and probably even thousands of people have been helped. And many of them have found the Lord through and have experienced His love, His care through the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Listen to this book that was published in 1909. It's on St. Vincent de Paul. He says, "The Society of St. Vincent de Paul is a source of blessing wherever it is established. In it, the wealthy and the leisured are brought into contact with the poor and the afflicted, and they learn to sympathize with them. The spirit of indifference towards the poor is softened, and its evils mitigated." So forth and so on. Then he quotes Pope Leo XIII, who said, "It is becoming daily more evident that the St. Vincent de Paul Society, which is entirely devoted to works of active charity and benevolence, is peculiarly suited to the needs of our times. For in the singular force of Christian charity must be found the remedy for all the evils which now press around us." Boy, that's something wild. And here's the thing. I just want to say before, thank you to everybody who has anything at all to do with our local chapter of St. Vincent de Paul Society, which was born yesterday in 2018. Lord only knew when He did that what was going to happen, and I'm very, 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 very thankful and proud of our local chapter. St. Vincent de Paul Society is named after St. Vincent de Paul, so is the other church here in town. That guy was born in 1581. He became a priest when he was 19. But his first several years of priesthood, St. Vincent de Paul the priest, lived a very luxurious life, pampered life. As a matter of fact, he was delighted because he had an assignment on this really, really wealthy family's estate. And there were so many priests in France back in them days. Some English major I am. But anyway, there was like all of this, like his whole job was to be the priest in this estate of rich people. And he lived a very pampered and luxurious life. And he later said, "I had no zeal in me at that time." But guess what? On the feast day of the conversion of St. Paul in the year 1617, God's providence had it that Father Vincent de Paul had a very big conversion too. He came upon a peasant who was laying there in the road, and he was moved by God to go. This peasant was dying, and Father Vincent said, "Let me hear your confession and I'll give you last rites." And he says, "What are your sins?" And she says, "What's a sin?" And Father Vincent said, "Well, you're baptized, aren't you? Do you know Jesus?" And she had never even heard of him. And his heart just broke, and he realized, like, there is a harvest of souls out there. He goes, "Everybody in my life is there's a soul, and there's an eternal, like, thing that matters here." And so he was given, this Holy Spirit gave him this strong desire. He asked the bishop for a new assignment. And he said, "I want to be in a parish among the poor." And the bishop gave it to him. And he was, a few months later, in August, he showed up to a parish named St. Andrew in France. Very, very poor parish. And his heart was all of a sudden happy. And he was helping people left and right. And there's one family, there's a story I'll tell you real quick. There was a family, and they were all very sick, and one of them was dying. And so this person told Father Vincent before Mass, says, "The Beauchard family is in trouble." And so Father Vincent, just at Mass, says, pray for them, and if you, maybe we can help them out in some way." After Mass, he went to the Beauchard family house, and to his happy surprise, parishioners had shown up ahead of time with blankets and food and drink and medicine, and his heart was so happy. He said, "Charity just, there's an impetus for charity in every soul. It just needs structure. It needs an organization. And so he found the Confraternity of Charity, which is an ancestor and the origin, really, of our local St. Vincent de Paul Society and all the St. Vincent de Paul Societies around the world. And so what he did, Father Vincent served in that parish for some time, but in 1625, he founded an order of priests called the Lazarites, also called the Vincentians. And wouldn't you know, but by the time he died in 1660, 426 priests had joined him. Could you imagine? And in what they set themselves out to do was organize charity, preach, especially among the poor, and form missionaries to care about every single soul. And that's what we have to do. We have to care about every single soul. For Father Vincent, he was the apostle of charity, you know. But he always knew, and he preached this, charity is not just about service, doing good for others. That's important. He said, but it is salvation work. Jesus helped people's bodily needs and their physical, material needs, but then he taught them what is necessary for salvation. He brought them then further into the good Jesus, into himself, and into his life. We have the big missionary enterprises, the big missionary orders. Thanks to God, we belong to a Catholic church that has literally thousands of religious orders of missionaries. It's an incredible thing to be Catholic. Number two, we've got local organizations, especially the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Every parish mission that we have, every ministry, even our school, for example, it's seeking to do the same thing. But here's the last thing I want to say, is that we have to all have a missionary spirit. A missionary spirit that sees souls. The further we advance in the Christian life, the more all we see is souls, wherever we are. And all we want is to bring them to Jesus. To help them, yes, but to bring them to the one who is the ultimate helper. To help save them, yes, but to bring them to the ultimate Savior, who is Jesus. That's what it's all about. We should all have a missionary spirit. The Lord plants us in all kinds of different places, you know, where we can do our best to... We need to have that same zeal that the patron saints of our diocese had. St. Mother Theodora Guerin, who came here in a missionary enterprise, and she founded so much that so much in our local church, in the Archdiocese. St. Francis Xavier, who brought the gospel to India, who brought the gospel to Japan, who brought the gospel, even as he died, he was looking into China with a missionary impetus to, he wanted so badly to go there too. Because there are souls. But you and I don't have to go to India or China. We got souls here. 78% of Shelby County has no religion. That's horrible. The Lord puts us in places where if we talk about him, if we live the gospel, if we talk about the gospel, guess what? Somebody might be converted. And somebody might be sitting there in heaven to greet us that we converted and say, welcome home when we get there. Because people, the evils are pressing in. They're pressing in the darkness of the difficulties. People are trapped in sins. They don't even know it. And we go like John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the one who is here to save you, who wants something to do with you, who wants to help you, who wants to save you. We take that message with every fiber of our being. The more we get into our religion, the weirder we seem to everybody else, but that's okay, because we should be so on fire for the Lord. Oh my gosh. That's the goal, folks. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.